Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 20th of July, recording at 7:17 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here. And Asian stock markets predictably strong following the very good gains that we saw yesterday in Europe and particularly the USA. Now, the European markets, well, they mostly held those gains, but they were being eroded a bit in the afternoon because Wall Street had been bouncing in and out of the plus column, and as I record, and okay, we've got nearly 2 hours to go, an hour and 45 minutes to go before the close. But we're currently at the low of the days here with the Dow down 61 points and 30 on the NASDAQ composite. That's 1.5%. Now, that's possibly quite important because the composite index, or the NASDAQ, has so often been a lead indicator in terms of direction. It certainly led on the way down, and it had led upwards during the rallies. This is, say, in terms of direction, turning quickly, rather than the overall extent of the move. Now, in terms of government bonds, a little bit firmer in here today, nothing to write home about. And currencies, this is interesting, further dollar weakness. This is follow-through following yesterday's key day reversal for the dollar and the US dollar index against the euro and some other currencies. That looks increasingly important, but, and this is interesting, we see weaker precious metals in here today. They'd been a little bit soft all day long and then moved briefly to the upside in response to that dollar weakness, but then gave it up again. Now, we're not talking about a big decline, but gold's down 10 as I speak to 632.72. Silver's decline has been smaller, but they're all down a little bit. More on that in a moment. Oil prices have been seesawing all day, currently up a half a cent, 73.20. Natural gas up 2.38, so that's back above the $6 level. And okay, where are we in the cycle here? Well, first, the upper dynamics that we saw yesterday, those powerful rallies, certainly put a short-term floor underneath stock markets, and it's more in line with my medium-term correction hypothesis. Now, I would be very surprised to see stock markets just go on and push straight on back up and into new high ground following those dynamics, as we had seen following previous setbacks. This setback, as I've said all along, is a bit bigger, it's a bit different, rather. First, it's bigger. It has been triggered by the interest rate hikes by so many central banks. Also, the rally was long in the tooth at over 3 years old, I think 39 months old, and there are seasonal factors and so on. So it was very much a predictable medium-term correction for the second and third quarters of this year. And we are really only early into the third quarter of this year so far. So it's kind of a hostile period seasonally for markets. There's still a lot of nervousness in the markets. As I've said before, the momentum players are unlikely to come in, at least not on the basis of one day's dynamic. And we also still have some uncertainty regarding GDP growth, corporate profits, what central banks are going to do with interest rates, although Bernanke took his foot off the throat of investors yesterday with those comments. I'd said he'd blinked regarding the inflation. But as I've said all along on the inflation story, that yes, we are in a long-term inflationary cycle. They've been printing like stink, and that's continued. Now, I said it would emerge slowly. We wouldn't see it in manufacturing, or we'd see it least in manufacturing because of globalization. But I emphasized that this would be a slow, long-term, erratic cycle. Think of it as being just broad upward trend, the crude oil upward trend, springs to mind, quite choppy backing and filling. And I had said that the medium-term correction, the higher interest rates and so on, would beat back those inflationary pressures a bit, enabling Bernanke and others to say we've done our job for the time being, while of course vowing to remain vigilant, as he did yesterday, and that they could stop raising interest rates and indeed start to cut them again at signs of further economic weakness. So I think we're in this transition period, moving away from the rising interest rates. We probably haven't seen the last of the hikes, and the ECB's been talking tough recently, but I don't think there's a whole lot more in it, particularly if stock markets weaken once again, as they might well do during the next few months through the October period. So this is this is hostile seasonal period, in other words. But again, I maintain that it's not a bear market, as I've said, as I've said all along. Okay, although it sometimes feels fairly bearish if you're on the wrong side of the trend, as inevitably we are with a number of positions. Moving on, government bonds don't like the sector, and I don't think bond investors are going to be fooled that much longer in terms of value of government bonds. Basically, there's too much supply, and we do have this this gradually building inflation, and the yields aren't attractive enough. So, where does that leave us? This US dollar action, I felt that was significant yesterday, but said we'd want to see some follow through, particularly it would be if we saw some follow through today, and we certainly have. Not dramatic, but it is follow through. The euro, for instance, is up to 126.44. That's up half a cent, over half a cent, up 57 ticks. The dollar down 53 ticks against the Swissie, for instance, and a little softer all around. Now, why then the gold weakness in here? Now, you remember we did have that key day reversal, I think it was last Friday, and that sort of coincided after it came after a long rally, impressive rally, coincided or overlapped with that G8 conference. And I had said, and I'd actually posted an article previously saying that during the earlier meeting, was it a G7 meeting or another G8 meeting, the month earlier, that it looked as very much as if, a couple of months earlier, as if there had been an attack on gold, just to push the price down a little bit. And I think that I don't want to sound paranoid in here right now, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if, while governments are going to be backing away from the inflation pressures, that they would, I think, quite like to see commodities softer in here. I think that's a no-brainer that they would like to see commodities softer in here, including gold, which is regarded as a barometer of inflation by so many people, and rightly so, although not on a day-to-day basis. So those factors combining, but that's pushed gold down 10 today, as I mentioned earlier. If we get gold moving back anything like getting close to $600, I think it's screaming buy once again. It's not bad value here right now, but it may back and fill and mess around a bit along with other markets. There's still a little bit of contagion risk also in stock markets weaken, but gold is going to be a big outperformer over the medium to longer term, and so will the other precious metals. Now, industrial metals today somewhat softer, particularly copper down. It's still very much within a trading range, but I think it was down about 20 cents. Currently at 340 on the that's the September contract for the U.S. COMEX copper. Nickel I see down a little bit as well, so softening in the metal markets today, but remember they have been rock steady for the most part, and not showing signs of the bubble collapse that's long been forecast. And energy, well, as I mentioned earlier, slightly steadier in here, particularly the natural gas. But again, natural gas does need a hurricane in the Gulf region to generate some real excitement, whereas right now people are still preoccupied by the supply that's currently there. And what else to say? Now, next week, well, most of you probably know, at the end of next week, I'll be going off on my summer holiday, which will be the first 3 weeks of August. And I will roll some positions forward between now and then. I will roll forward a soybean long, which has been in and out of the money, a little bit more out of the money. So it's still in a trading range, and that gets rolled forward, I think, tomorrow. And I'll roll forward my natural gas position, and I'll roll forward a gold bullion futures, a gold futures position. And I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just say once again, all the very best to you.